The disease Cercospora can reduce yields and quality of rice. LSU Ag Center plant pathologist Clayton Oyer is studying the environmental conditions that affect Cercospora and if the rice plant's canopy can encourage disease development. Oyer has set up a test on 33 varieties to learn more about the disease.
I have a student who is working very hard to rate all of those varieties several times during the year, looking at when Cercospora blight starts and how it develops in each of those varieties.
Oyer also wants to see how cultural practices can affect disease development.
Things like fertility, rates and timing, types of nitrogen levels, seed rates.
Oyer knew that heat and moisture encouraged Cercospora to develop, but he learned that low nitrogen can also lead to the disease showing up early on rice plants.
That's not atypical of disease in many plants, but it's the first documentation of such a thing with rice and Cercospora in our area.
The overall goal of the research is to create a system for predicting the development of Cercospora and to help farmers better manage the disease. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.